If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform, including you can also hear us at stanthonyalston.org. That's stanthonyalston.org. By the way, if you're looking for this program, look up Catholic Audio Media as one word, unless you're on Spotify, and then use three words. Well, this is something we're talking about this week, of fostering silence of some time, maybe it's only 5 minutes, in your life during this time of Lent, and to go beyond a focus of turning from sin or a bad habit. So I've taught you before a few times in the past several weeks of not giving up candy, that great homily by that priest from San Diego, don't give up candy. But you know, if you focus on Lent on just not giving up, if you focus on Lent on just giving up something as a permanent habit, there's nothing wrong with that, but you want to go beyond that. And that's what we are focused on, because Lent is that time to draw closer to the Lord. I remember when I told you the story about the priest who kept preaching first Sunday of Lent not to give up candy. I also have mentioned a few times one of the things that he would say when you stand before the Lord at the end of your life and he says to you, "What did you do with that special time I gave you every year?" And then he would throw in his line, and all you say is, "I gave up candy." I remember him saying that. But it's an interesting question up to that point, and that is, when you stand before the Lord at the end of your life, what will you say you did with this special time called Lent? And what did you do? And if your focus was, "Well, I tried my best to turn away from sin or turn away from bad habits," the Lord will say, "That's fine, but did you do anything to turn closer to me?" I don't know if the Lord will actually say this, but you know where I'm coming from. Did you do anything to draw closer to me? Because remember, it's something I say all the time, you can be an atheist and live Catholic morality. So what you really want is this time to be a time to transform you in the Lord. So it's a time to spend time in silence so that you can allow the Lord in more into your life. And again, not for a lot of time if you can't do it, but maybe for a few minutes. I remember when I first went to an experience out in Christ in the Desert Monastery. And of course, you're in this silent time. I mean, it was a quiet retreat out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, I had to be there because I love the Old West, and it was right in the middle of New Mexico. So a very quiet part of New Mexico. So it was fascinating. But one of the things they bring up is, you know, you may not be ready to do a full week in this silent retreat. I was, and I enjoyed that. But you may find that 5 minutes of silence is more than you can do. That's fine. You'd work up to it, but that's okay. You don't want to overdo it because you may not be ready for that. So 5 minutes of silence for some people is a long, long time. If you've never done it, give it a try. And you may find, well, 5 minutes is a long time. But 5 minutes of silence is still very good. Another time when I lived as a hermit, and as you know, I've done that twice, out in Colorado, again, that was the one thing. There are certain people that cannot live alone for a whole day or even an hour, much less for an entire 11 days. I could do that. So you want to work slowly on this because you may not be ready to do that. But even as I said, 5 minutes in silence for some people is a huge amount of time. So putting that together, use some time of silence to draw closer to the Lord. Now, I had an experience many years ago. I forget how old I was. I may have been a teenager, but not quite. And my mother, as you know, was handicapped. And so you had my father there and my mother there. Well, my father's sister and her husband had gone through what is known as a crucio. And they decided to do a spiritual exercise in good work by coming down and helping just one afternoon in cleaning the house. It was something to do for my mother, something like that. I forget what it was they were going to do. And they were doing that. But they were doing it in silence. It was kind of interesting because what they did is they did not speak. And so if I'd speak to them, they'd look at me and they very nicely, and they'd put their finger over their lips and say, no, we're being silent. But that was part of their exercise to be doing something in silence, which is something I can encourage you to do as well. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. Well, this is the time I remind you that you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock AM Mass every single Sunday. And do keep in mind at this 10 o'clock AM Mass that it is our chanted Mass. So I chant the Mass parts and you chant the response, especially during the Liturgy of the Eucharist. So if you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure how to go about to experience that, this standing invitation allows you to do just that. But you may say, well, I'm just coming to experience this. I'm not ready to contribute to the parish. And, you know, whatever. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. If you feel self-conscious about not putting anything in the collection basket, because your presence is also a contribution, just being there is important to us. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection basket. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston. It doesn't go for any other place. It doesn't go for any other parish or church. So keep that in mind. But if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. We're conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road in the Mass Pike, but please do not throw the stone. And do keep in mind, you can also find us on our website, ST for SaintAnthonyAlston.org, SaintAnthonyAlston.org. So I'm talking about that experience that it was that my aunt and uncle were doing some chores for us one Sunday afternoon, and they did it in silence. And that's a spiritual exercise. Well, that's something that I can encourage you to do as well. If you're doing some chores, whether it be housework or whether it be building something or whatever, try experiencing it in silence and using the silence to do mental prayer with the Lord. So speaking to the Lord or allowing the Lord to speak to you. That's so important. And I'm going to encourage you to do that. And one of the things you can do to start off in your prayer is, and this is something St. Paul talks about, is being thankful. So one of the things, like, for example, when I went to bring the garbage out this morning, I opened up the door and it was that early morning winter, even though it was sunny outside, but that winter air. And I thanked the Lord for that. And learn to be thankful for all things. And that's a habit to pick up. Now, we talked about habits to give up, but there is a habit to pick up. And just learning to be thankful for all things. And that's what St. Paul says, to live in a spirit of thankfulness. And so that's important. That's a very important, powerful thing, learning how to be thankful for everything. And sometimes that can be very difficult because you may be going through a very difficult, painful time in your life. And you say, how can I be thankful for what I'm going through? Well, think of it this way. You're going through a very difficult, painful time in your life, but you experience something where, for example, that winter air strikes you and it really strikes you in a very positive way. Be thankful for that. And that's one of the things we're called to do. But when you spend time in silence and fostering silence in your life, it's easier to do that. Now, remember, you want to be careful how you live in silence, and that's important. So, as I said, 5 minutes is powerful. But you may also look at, well, you know, one of the things I've come to realize is I when I have breakfast every morning, I listen to a podcast. And there are very many I listen to. But I've come to realize it's become a habit, which is fine, that I have a podcast on in the background. And, you know, maybe during Lent, I may focus on just having breakfast without the podcast. And that's, again, fostering silence. You know, this is one of the things we want to do, is we want to foster silence for even 5 minutes, even maybe during one meal, even if it's one meal a week, and maybe doing it as a family sometime, but not doing a lot. You don't want to do it a lot, but maybe just that one time a week during Lent. Just see what it's like to eat in silence and then talk about it afterwards. Or spend some time in silence afterwards, like having a part of the meal, like dessert or something, you know, or a snack or something like that. And just to foster that silence, which builds a spirit of prayer. So these are some ideas that, you know, to kind of look at for Lent. Anyway, we're going to talk more about this tomorrow. But in the meantime, have yourself a blessed day and we will see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.